We're here with some of the Eagles players in our Cabinet Design Appella Radio postgame show. We'll start with two of the sophomores, Natalie Harrell and Sydney Nenikoven, joining us. And Natalie, we'll start with you. A big win. You had to come back. Talk about what it was like down 6-2 and kind of what changed with the team that allowed you to come back.
Yeah, so when we were down, we kind of came together as a team and told each other, we have to come back now and really give 110%. And we got some hits together and started coming back, and we just knew what we were capable of, and we did it.
Well, and defensively, the team had a lot of errors early, a lot of walks. Things weren't going well, but what do you think, you know, allowed you to kind of overcome that, knowing that that could be the end of your season and really allowed you to shift that mentality?
Yeah, I think that just not wanting to end the season, because we are such a family, this whole team, and we really enjoy each other, and we didn't want this to end, so we kind of did it so that we could spend more time with each other.
Well, and you had three hits, and Pleasantville had two different pitchers they threw. They started with a righty and ended with a lefty. What were you seeing out there that was different between the two?
I'd say the first pitcher didn't have as much movement. The second one was more inside outside, and that was more difficult, but we still got some hits.
Well, and you're able to get those hits, and obviously after Emery's home run, it seemed like the whole team was fired up to get those last six outs. What is it like when you have a big hit from a teammate like that? You've hit a home run, Cheyenne's hit a home run. That can really change a game.
Yeah, I'm just so happy for like my teammates when they hit a home run, because I know the feeling, and then it's just so fun for them to also have home runs too.
Well, and the season will continue as you head to I-35, a long road trip coming up on Wednesday. If you're going to get to state, you're going to have three more road games. Talk about what this team needs to do to be ready, especially playing some ranked teams coming up.
I think just staying together and just know that we can do whatever we put our minds to.
Well, very good. Natalie, if you want to pass it on to Sydney. Well, hello, Sydney Nenikoven.
Hello.
It's a pleasure to interview you here live on KRLS following the win. It was a tough battle out there. Talk about what it was like having to fight with a really good Pleasantville team out there.
Well, we knew coming in that we've had a really tough conference, so we knew that we could face any team and come out with strong at-bats and strong defense. Playing teams like DCG and Indianola really got us revved up that we could face anybody. We know that we have the bats and we know that we have the defense, so just confidence.
Well, and what was tough for you as a catcher is that, you know, Cheyenne was just a little bit off at times where she was getting behind 2-0 and 3-1, but she was able to get a lot of outs as well. What were the things that you were having to do as a catcher to try and work with her back and forth to try and keep the ball in the strike zone? And it seemed to really work in those last couple innings.
Definitely working the strike zone, finding it, finding what was good with the umpire, what batters were struggling with, just kind of figuring out where they were missing. And if I could get Cheyenne to throw it right to the glove, encourage her to get it right to my glove, then I could find the spot and we could get them.
And I heard during the game you and Coach Harrell working in the batter's box. We actually have a rare view where our microphone's pointed and we can hear her talking to you about adjusting throughout the game, and you were able to get a hit by the end. What was different for you in that last at bat?
On the last at bat, it was kind of like we were up, like anything would help, but no pressure. Like, just go out there and have fun, and now it gives me confidence for the future games that I know I can hit off of any pitcher.
Well, and that's going to be big because you're taking on number 14, I-35. Similar question to Natalie. What are the things that you have to do to be ready for a team like that, knowing that you play in a really good conference and you have to bring your game back up to that level again?
I think just sticking together, like, through practices, on the road, just, like, being a team and being together, not thinking about it in our own way, but just, like, as a team. We can do it as a team. If one little error happens, we can pick each other up and fix anything as a team.
Awesome. Sydney Nenikoven, the starting catcher. I appreciate it. And we have final interview. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Emery Agri, our PellaMotors.com radio key player of the game. Emery, 3-for-3 day. You had a big day with the bat, helping your team win here. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to be able to come back like this and have the offense going the way it has these last couple of weeks?
Oh, it feels amazing. I just love my team so much, and they're a huge part of it all. So I'm just glad we came back and won it.
Well, and we have to ask you about the big hit, and it was the game-changing hit. You're up 7-6. It was the insurance home run. You hit it opposite field with two outs. What really allowed you, or what did you see in that at bat that really allowed you to knock that one out of the park?
It was like a nice pitch, nice outside pitch, and I knew coming in it looked really great, and I was like, okay, just make contact and it'll go far, and it went way further than I thought it was going to go, but yeah, it was super nice.
Well, a year ago you were starting as an eighth grader, and this year you've taken a big leap mm-hmm. offensively. What have been the biggest keys for you that have allowed you to elevate your game and hit mm-hmm. off of a lot of great pitchers throughout the season?
This year, I have to say I'm more comfortable being out in right field. I was younger, especially last year. So, and now I know the teammates better, and they just love on me, which is super helpful.
Well, and how big has it been to be a part of this part of the lineup where it doesn't all fall on you with mm-hmm. Natalie and with Cheyenne behind you and obviously Chloe and yeah. typically Bailey in front of you? What is it like to be in the middle of those great hitters and to be a catalyst for this yeah. offense?
It feels great to know that I'm up there and that I'm able to hit the ball well, so... Yeah.
Well, and this is a very good Pleasantville team, and it gets mm-hmm. even harder on Wednesday against I-35. What do you think are the biggest keys going into to Wednesday's game?
I think we just need to have good bats, play good defense, and just love on each other, and we'll be good.
And I'm guessing this one feels good, right?
Yeah, feels amazing.